Welcome to the Victory Lane Podcast. Today is Monday, October 19th. We're back again this evening with Doc and Ed, and we're going to have a little chat about the 917 and some fun ensuing with that. I invite you to tune in next week when we're going to try to do our very first live podcast. Time and date will be available on Victory Lane social media and, of course, on the website. We'll jump in here with a quick recap of the introduction of Doc and Ed, followed by the story. See you on the other side. I have with me this afternoon Doc Bundy, who will be familiar, obviously, to listeners of this podcast, and Ed Kowalczyk. Doc is originally from Ohio and began racing in a Porsche with Hulbert. He captured a national championship as a rookie in the early 80s. He's been to Le Mans five times. That includes a win in the GTO class. And he captured the IMSA Bridgestone Supercar Championship for Lotus. He's successfully raced Jaguar, Ford, Panos, and Corvette, along with the Lotus and Porsche. He's worked as a TV announcer, a race instructor, and of course, we all know him as a fierce competitor in vintage events where we're used to seeing that beautiful Lotus 23 up at the front of the pack. Ed is a regular contributor to Victory Lane magazine. He grew up in New York near the Watkins Glen International. He was a master technician and prepared race cars to race there. He's raced open-wheel formula cars and worked as a columnist in the automotive industry for over 26 years.
What year did Hurley start with them? Do you know?
He started with Peter earlier than that. I think 72. Did IMSA run in 71? He might have done something with him in 70 or 71. Maybe SCCA or something like that.
Yeah.
Because Hurley started out with maybe a car he bought from Peter. I'm not exactly sure of his history. He was there when I came there. He drove the Can-Am car. He bought the Can-Am car from Peter. Peter gave up on the 917, and Hurley raced it.
Yeah.
And his mechanic was Eckhart Schneider, German. And he tried to make me a mechanic. He made me help him disassemble the 917 12-cylinder engine. And then, you know, he changed some parts and put it back together. And I did everything I could to discourage that because I didn't want to become a mechanic. I wanted to be a driver.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you get to drive the 917?
No. Not even in the paddock or anything like that. And we had one guy that worked with them. And we were off with IMSA car with Peter at another race, and Hurley was running at, I think, Laguna, and did pretty good after the race. And this guy, helper, he was like the helper guy. They'd let him drive the car sometimes back to the paddock. Well, he went out on the racetrack and started doing laps.
Oh, God.
The cops had to block the track.
Oh, my God.
I don't remember if they fired him or not. And he had a funny name. Buzz something. I can't remember anything.
The chutzpah to borrow a 917 and go for a circuit or two, that's... I need that.
No helmet or anything. He just sitting in the seat driving it.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. The racetrack.
Right. My God.
We had a seminar down at Amelia about the 917 some years ago, and, you know, there were some super competent drivers up there, in the panel. And the big thing was the scariest car I ever drove, you know, kept coming up.
I remember.
I get that.
At one race, Elkhart Lake, Road America, Hurley just wasn't fast on the straightaway. The guys were driving away from him. So he and Eckhart got the bright idea of removing the rear wing.
Wow, no kidding.
Oh, yeah. He spun that thing and did numerous 2-6 seats and came right back in and said, no, that's not going to work. I can't believe they removed the rear wing, you know, and it had that splitter on the front. So
you know
it's going to have downforce with nothing on the rear and all that horsepower from that engine.
Wow.
That was a good move.
I'm presuming they didn't do well with that.
He made the podium a few times, but I don't know if he ever won a race. Definitely with the rear wing.
Yeah.
But I don't remember if Hurley ever won a race. I just don't remember. He'd drive his heart out in that thing. Peter just was never comfortable in the car. Never. And that's why he sold it to Hurley.
He won in the 962. I know that.
Hurley? Peter?
I don't think the... Well, that was much later. That was like in the late 80s, was it? Early
Did Peter drive the 962?
At Le Mans. I'm talking about at Le Mans.
And I think that was before it was the 962. All that changed between the car that they raced over there, the Group C car, and the IMSA car, is they extended the front wheelbase to put the driver's feet behind the center line. The car before...
I talked about that in the seminar.
The car before the 962 looked like the 962, but that was the big difference. It had a different chassis, obviously, the bodywork that fit the longer chassis. That was the only difference.
Yeah, maybe.
Basically, the only basic difference.
Those were some amazing cars for their day when you think about it.
Yeah.
We talk about how horsepower coming out of the leaders now, but even back then, it was pretty phenomenal in the race cars. It wasn't in the street cars, but it sure was in the race cars.
Yeah.
For the amount of liters or cubic inches. You know,
the
when
car
you
was,
liters
the
cubic
car
inches,
was,
kind of blows you, people away. There's not that many cubic inches, you know. What is it, 62 cubic inches per liter, isn't it? I think something like that.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's right.
Remember, I told you I didn't ever want to be a mechanic. So.
Well, I was, so, you know.
I remained dumb.
The answer is 61.
What is it?
61.
61?
Yes.
61 point something, isn't it?
0237, yes.
023, yeah, okay.
And it's I looked that up. I don't know that off the top of my head. So,
I was thinking you were a genius.
No.
He is pretty smart, Doc. Let me tell you, he's a good guy.
I agree.
Honest.
I'm too
honest. Anyone who can figure out how to do a podcast is a genius to me.
Hey, the fact you were able to put all this together, I'm amazed in myself. I'm just part of it. Listen, gentlemen, I got to go, honestly.
Now, you would think with the sincerity that Ed says that was the end of the conversation, but I can assure you there is more to come. However, next week, as I mentioned at the top, we're going to try a brand new thing, which is we're going to do our very first live podcast. So thank you very much for listening to this evening's effort, and we'll see you next week with the live podcast. Good evening.